Maybe good afternoon, everybody. This is my third talk in this conference about the detection of cotton identity theft. And the first one talk, I just laid down the foundation, what we're going to do in this. Second, I talked about the detection, I mean, the detection at the fiber level. And in this presentation, I will be talking about the detection of cotton identity theft during evaluation of the final product. Because actually, it's no identity theft before it is a final product. So it's when you have a product in your hand and the tag says something and the fibers are different, the fibers in the product is different, then you have a identity theft. The outline, I'll just give some introduction and objectives, experimental results. In this introduction, we will be testing bed sheets and knit shirts as most commonly used products, cotton products, in the market to see the effect of, durability of them related to the fibers that they are made of. And the fibers we will have, actually we bought these bed sheets and knit shirts from the market. We didn't produce them, just we bought them from the market, and the fiber type is what we have here is what is written on the product tag. So it's maybe right, maybe wrong, but this is what we have. The concept here is we will do testing on fabric, testing on fibers, put all of this data in software programs, whatever, and think and find out what is the cotton fibers that product made of. Of course, it will work better if we have just cut a piece of that fabric and put it in solvent, whatever, and get some solution and look at it and say, okay, this is that kind of cotton. So this is, if it kind of gonna work this way, it will be better. It will be brilliant than having like a PhD to just tell what is this. If a simple person can tell, it will be great. Again, the objective is to see if measuring the durability or the performance of an end product will tell the fiber type or not. and of course, it's based on that we expect better fibers will give a better product. The durability test, of course, it will be different between bed sheets, what we are looking at bed sheets, and what we expect from knit shirts. On the bed sheets, we will test strength, abrasion, pilling, and washing test. It's not washing test to measure. After washing, we will measure skewness and shrinkage. For the knit, we will do pilling. Pilling also will be after during washing, after washes, bursting to for the strength, and washing also skewness. And this is the slide just to say that why we selected the bed sheets and the shirts. And again, we've been trying in selection of these bed sheets and shirts because we bought them from the market. We've been trying to get the same, like different cotton, but the same product. I don't know, but this is like we same brand, same everything, same producer, same store, and you see made in Egypt, made in Honduras, Egyptian cotton, same product. I don't know. This is happens, but it. But what we tried to get different cottons, but the same product, even same color, as best as we could. This is, we bought these products. I will just, this bed sheets, the green ones, this green. I will show you the results of this three different bed sheets, thread count 500, Pima, and they special cotton blend, this is what they put, and the other one put Supima. And what customer know about the durability, or what customers expect? The customers know that the fiber type is the most critical factor getting a good and durable product and fancy one. So they go for Egyptian cotton or Pima. People know they read the label and expect from the information of the label the performance of the product. this is just telling what parameters affect the bid sheets, and now I will go to directly to results. I don't know what I'm just going that fast. We have time, I think.
Yes.
So I will slow down. The results, this is strength, bid sheets, 500 thread count, and we have before washing, and we have like up to 50 cycles of washing and drying, and strength is going up. But this is like the colors. I'm just don't wanna explain what's obvious, but it's the Pima here is doing better than the other two, than the Egyptian and the special blend. Special blend, of course, if it's kind of what people expect, they would put the name of the cotton. If this is appealing to people, they would put the name, but the special blend. And special blend here may be Pakistani cotton, I don't know, but it is, it's lower in strength. It's lower in strength. The Giza also is, it's Egyptian. Just written Egyptian. What kind of Egyptian? Egyptian cotton is, could be Giza, could be, I don't know, could be any Egyptian cotton. It's not all the Egyptian cotton is ELS, but this is what we got and what's written on it. The pilling, this is the pilling machine, and this we expect that having more short fibers, immature fibers, will show more pills on the fabric surface. This is again the pilling. This is it shows the special blend is 3.5 rates, which is worse than the two other two that showed 4. And now here the pilling index with number of cycles. Of course, we rated the pilling after like cycles, not all of the cycles, but this is what we see like after first, fifth, 25th, and 50. And again, it's deteriorating the special blend. We see the deterioration in pilling, or and the other two almost keeping the rating very close. The other test, durability test, is the abrasion. We abraded the fabric using the flex abrasion and the taper abrasion, and these are the results. Again, we cut pieces after washing up to 50 cycles, and we did abrasion, and we have the results here from the flex abrasion, and this is the flex abrasion, and again it's the number of cycles decreases with the increase of washing cycles. The taper abrasion, this is flex abrasion, this is taper abrasion, and also we looked at before we reached the end of the hole and the taper abrasion, we looked at the pieces of fabrics. We noticed that, you know, how the surface, just a visual examination evaluation of the specimen to see how it looked like, and we took pictures. And again, washing is a good thing to do to see how much the fabric or the product will shrink. And this is how we do shrink, not we do, but it's ATCC standard, how to measure the shrinkage and skewness, so the fabric will skew. Even skewness of the bid sheets, not that a problem, but we had the opportunity to measure this, so we measured it. And this is how the dimension change or the shrinkage with the number of cycles. The special blend guy is doing lousy with this one, but the other two is keeping like within the accepted range. And this is a picture of the product. And this one, it's the skewness also, as I mentioned before, that it's not that a problem with a bid sheet, but it's we found that all of them like can, we can tolerate below the 3%, which is could be acceptable for such a product. The t-shirts, we got many t-shirts, and I will show you the results of three t-shirts that, again, it's just cotton, not mentioned. The third one, what is the mouse here? Regular cotton, I would just put regular, they didn't put regular, but just put cotton. But Supima, they put Supima, Egyptian, they put Egyptian. And we have, I will talk about the from T1 to T6, the single jersey and Lacoste structures. Pilling, bursting, and washing. And this is the results for the pilling. Again, the cotton, just without mentioning name, which is good because people like when you see cotton, okay. But when you mention a brand or appealing name to people, you have to meet that standard. People that have expectation. So the pilling here is meeting expectations with Egyptian and Pima. This is again pilling for Lacoste, same thing. And this is we did the ball burst. This is just the how it. The test, we performed the test, and these are the results for the burst. Again, there is a huge difference between the two ELS products and the regular cotton. And here, the burst for the Lacoste, the last one was for the single jersey. And here we have dimensional changes. The dimensional changes with washing cycles, and most of the dimensional change we got at like from 1 to 5th cycle, and then it's almost stabilizes with no more, or very little shrinkage after 5th one. Again, this is for the Lacoste, and now skewness. The fabric will skew. You see two pictures here of pieces we cut from shirts, and you see this how it skew. The skewness one for the the first two products and the standard cotton, the skewness is keeping skewed after every like washing. You wash it and still it's kind of, you will find the two lines now on the coming from the side. This is skewness again for the Lacoste. And then in conclusion, just yes, it is kind of the fiber type is a major factor that tells the durability, the durability of the product. So it doesn't matter actually what the name. If we have a durable product and what we expect, it's fine. But we have to give people what they expect. Thank you.